I think I'll go to an older poem. This is actually one of these poems that for some stupid reason it took a long time to complete. I mean, sometimes the really simplest things, especially if you're not very bright, you know, I mean, they take a long time, you know, to see the obvious, you know. This one started in California years ago. I had moved to California, and I used to get calls from my friends on the East Coast, and sort of hearing their voices over the great distance, and they would call me at odd hours too, because there were people who didn't know about these things, like the time zones. And, you know, they were preoccupied with higher things and important things. So I just heard their lives sort of distinctly over the phone. And mostly what they did is that they complained all the time about their lives. And I never noticed that before. I mean, somebody calls you next door, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't have the same quality as when you get a long-distance call late at night or early in the morning or whatever it was. So this is how this poem started, and it really doesn't need this long preface. The title came first, and then, just the rest of it. And the poem is entitled Great Infirmities. Great Infirmities. Everyone has only one leg. So difficult to get around. So difficult to climb the stairs without a cane or a crutch to our name. And only one arm. Impossible contortions just to embrace the one you love. To cut the bread on the table, to put a coat on in a hurry. I should mention that we are almost blind and a little deaf in both ears. Perilous to be on the street among the congregations of the afflicted with only a few steps committed to memory. Meekly, we let ourselves be diverted in the endless twilight. Blind, seeing-eyed dogs on our leashes. An immense stillness everywhere, with the trees always bare. The raindrops coming down only halfway, coming so close and giving up.